Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
There are a few unusual things about the Freedom Tower in Lower Manhattan on this day, April 27th.
At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Well, first, there was a long debate over whether the Freedom Tower would even be built. New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani wanted the site of the old World Trade Center to become a national monument, a tribute to the 2,600 people who were killed there during the 9/11 attacks. He thought redeveloping the land before all the bodies were recovered was unseemly. New Jersey, which owned a part of the property, didn't want to issue bonds for a New York office building. They agreed when a generous insurance settlement came in. The building's height would be 1,776 feet, 1776, a reference to the year of our Constitution. The top floor would be the 104th floor, in reference to the old World Trade Center. The building actually has only 98 floors. Some numbers were skipped. Groundbreaking on the new Freedom Tower took place on this day, April 27th, 2006. And on this day, always try to build back better. I'm Chris Connolly.